reach the blank canvas.
You know, so we live in an era where all these athletes say that they don't look on social media, they don't care what's on the news, but they do.
Pro-black being, you know, just us celebrating us, you know, us being able to, you know, to survive in, you know, such a meager time.
With DCST.
I'm telling you, the reason why the gossip industry, why people love gossip, it goes back to our own insecurities. We love to see the rise and the fall of human beings.
This is a little saying that I like to say, and it's as simple as smart people don't make the same dumb mistake more than once.
Nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. You do not want that whatsoever, man.
Yeah, most people don't really care about your teeth. But if you kill a dog or two, I don't know, or rape somebody, then yeah. But, you know, cheating, though, yeah, nobody really cares. She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't know I was going to go there. You think it's much light, dog. I'm saying she let me do a Cleveland steamer, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying she said we can do it next week. Niggas, you better stay.
Oh, get your ass out the league.
Okay, Massa. I'ma get it, man.
And now, ECST.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Outside is cold, but the fire is blazing, so be out, let it snow.
On your face.
Let it snow. Let it snow.
Let it snow.
What up, nigga?
What up, ST? How you living, son?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling, EC?
Man, I'm feeling great, man. You know, we got Christmas coming up, dude, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, kind of enjoying it. You know, everybody getting out of work. You know, people that are lucky to get out of work, chilling.
Yep. Or school.
Or school, you know, doing a last minute shopping. You know what I'm saying? Yep. What's the last fucking minute? Gotta pay expedited shipping on shit. You know what I'm saying? Breaking bread on that. You know, haha on y'all niggas for doing that bullshit.
$30 shipping charges.
Hell yeah, man. Amazon is like getting niggas for $18.99 expedited shipping, nigga.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's ridiculous, man. But
yeah,
dude. Almost another year, man. It's almost coming to an end.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to be around family because, you know, people getting out of work, get to chill. So, you know, my sister hopefully be coming down soon. Get to chill out with her, man. That'll be cool. That'll be a blessing, man. But, you know, just getting in the festival, you know. Eggnogs are getting head behind a mistletoe, you know.
Yeah.
you know that shit.
Yeah. But, you know, as funny as it is, though, like, you know, it just doesn't seem like the Christmas season, man. Like, not really.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about that too, man. I was coming back from Columbus, man. This weekend, I was driving back, and I was just like, man, it doesn't really feel like the Christmas season at all, man. You think it's just because 45 and, you know, just bullshit happening this whole year?
That could have a huge part in it, but I don't know. I just don't think, I don't know, I guess because the weather is, you know, it's just all right. It's not like super, super cold.
Mm. Okay.
And, you know, I guess, but, you know, the past couple of years, there hadn't really been a white Christmas. So, well, I guess, you know, for the super pro-black people, that might be a good thing. But, you know.
That's right, brother, because I'm black. That's right, homie. Should be celebrating Christmas anyway. We celebrate Kwanzaa. Anybody, nigga, tell me we doing Kwanzaa. Nigga, like, shut your ass up, nigga. You ain't know what the fuck going on. Yeah. But yeah, man, I feel you, man. It doesn't feel like the festive mood at all, man. I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, man, I'm trying to put some scented Glade, you know, a little plug-in. The little plug-in thing. I put some some cinnamon plug-ins in the house to kind of like make it smell like Christmas. It still just don't feel right. I guess for me, because of, you know, we were, you know, I just been down pretty much this whole year, so I'm just like just now getting back on my feet. Thank you, Jesus. But yeah, man, you're right, man. It just don't. I don't have a holiday spirit yet, but I don't know. I guess I need to jump out of a present and just start sucking me down. I'll be like, Merry Christmas!
With a ho-ho hat.
With a ho-ho hat on, tilted to the side.
I don't know. I guess for me, like, I don't know. I guess the past couple years, like, I just haven't felt it. And then, like, on the day of, it's kind of like I have to force myself to feel it. And it's just like, yeah, this really don't feel like Christmas. And then, like, when the day is over, I'll be like, well, it's over.
You think it's because you get older, man?
I think so. I think so. It could be a part of it. You know, it's the simple fact that, you know, right after Christmas, you know, you're right back on that grind. You know, you probably only have the day of Christmas off anyway.
To really be able to feel it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, you know, I guess as a kid, you know, or even, you know, as a student in college, you know, you couldn't wait for Christmas time because, like, you knew, you know, you had that good 2 weeks off.
And hell, like, yeah.
It's like now, you know, it's so much different, you know, the work grind and, you know for sure, man, it's quite possible that there are people that are working, you know, Christmas Eve into Christmas Day.
Hell, yeah.
And then they'll get off at like 9 or 10 in the morning. And then, you know, I guess take it from there. You know, you got to get your rest. So, you know, you don't want to be sleeping all day throughout the whole, you know, throughout all the festivities. But, you know, as soon as Christmas night comes, it's like, all right, it's back to it. So, but I don't know. I'm hoping this year it'll be different. I'm hoping that I won't have to actually force it, you know, force the feeling. You know, this is, you know, the time of the year where, you know, my wife goes absolutely nuts. And you know, she's here for it. So
yeah, she does seem like the kind of the festive type. It'd be somebody I would want to hang around y'all for Christmas. You'd be in the corner with an eggnog and a hat on, like whatever. But she'd be like, yay, and like making like little like Christmas decorated Rice Krispie treats, and I'd be like, yay.
Yeah. But and that's the thing, like she helps me out because she, you know, where I lack in the spirit,
she brings the spirit.
Yeah, she overflows with it. So,
see, that's why y'all get married, man. You know,
You know, we balance each other out. So, you know, I can pretty much count on her, you know, to you know, I guess raise the stakes as far as my, you know, as far as my spirit is concerned. And, you know, I'll be able to, you know, just get into the mood and enjoy, you know, enjoy it for what it is. But, you know, if the day ever comes where she doesn't feel it, okay. Yeah, you know, I'm in trouble. So
yeah, the world over, man. Game over, man. Game over. But yeah, man, I kind of feel you, man. As far as just like, you know, just building that, you know, that grown man tip. Because, man, I was running an errand, man. I had to go fax some shit off to this fucking company for some business.
Yeah.
And my iPhone 10 just didn't turn on. And back in the day, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Back in the day, I'd be like, man, what the fuck going on? What's going on my phone? I would kind of like got real frantic and start punching shit. But man, I like try to click it on twice. And, you know, I just put it in my car console and I just drove home and then I just typed in how to soft reset an iPhone 10 and I reset like, oh, there it goes. But, you know, back in the day, OE would have been like, man, what the fuck? And I would have been running over people like GTA trying to get home. You know, in GTA you can like run up on the sidewalk and just be like just destroying people.
Yeah.
Don't tell me y'all didn't do that shit because y'all did it. But
I'm still doing it.
Hell yeah. You still play GTA?
Yes, online? Nigga.
Man, they just got another expansion pack just coming out this week.
Yeah, I was about to say that the new heist, it's called the Grand Heist. It came out.
So they always bring content, man, like every other month for this shit, man.
I mean, it's still free? A smart thing. Yeah, it's smart for them to do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, maybe the reason why they're doing that is because they're still behind the scenes, that, you know, they're still developing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep.
And they're still, you know, they're probably working on the next GTA.
They're already working on it because Whatsface fucked up and leaked. Frank Ocean fucked up and released, made a mistake and said he got his own channel on GTA. And then he had to delete the tweet. So they working on it, nigga. Yay! Yeah. Cause I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Every time a Grand Theft Auto comes out, it's a fucking event.
Yes, it is.
It really is, man. And then they it's so much pageantry behind, like, when they, like, do a, like, when they show a trailer, or when they're going to do, like, a, like, when they show, like, gameplay, like, it's just like, man, you literally stop what the fuck you doing and you watch.
Yeah, you do.
Right then and there, man. So.
So, wives and girlfriends, when the new GTA comes out, please, just give your man a good month. Because it's going to take at least a month out of his life.
Hell yeah.
For him, you know, not to pay attention to anything that he got, any kind of responsibilities that he usually has to take care of. Just please excuse him for just for a month. Because, you know, it's going to take a minute.
Yeah, he still loves you. You know what I'm saying? But that comes first.
Yeah.
okay, baby. Well, yeah, man. Like who would you want? Like, being honest, would you want, because the rumor was, they're working on, like, a Yakuza /, like, a Tokyo Grand Theft Auto. And they said reason they said they couldn't do it on the latest Grand Theft Auto is just because they didn't have, the hardware to do it.
Yeah.
But I think that that's Grand Theft Auto definitely going to be a PlayStation 5 game. It's not going to be a PlayStation 4 game. I think they're going to do a PlayStation 5. They're going to go ahead and push Red Dead. They're going to push the PS4 as far as they can with Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
And then we're on the PS5, because the PlayStation 5 should come out by 2019, because every iteration of PlayStation gets 5 to 6 years in the public space before they do another one. The only exception to that was PS3. It lasted too long.
Yeah. And I don't know. That's kind of crazy, man, because you think about it, PS3 was that junk, man.
PS3 has some fucking games. PS2 has some games, too, though.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I was kind of sad when PS3 came out.
Yeah. I was like,
I'm not done with this.
Hell, you ain't done with this shit yet. Yeah, man. I wouldn't mind a female protagonist, really, because they still haven't done that. And I don't want it. I don't want it where it's like, you could choose to be a male or a female. I wouldn't mind them doing it from a female perspective, but I don't want to be on no biker gang shit. I want to be on some Thelma Louise shit either, man. Just make it just like she's a regular woman, but she crooked.
Yeah,
give her some big ass titties, or
she's stupid.
You can go ahead because you already did Arabic dude when you did Nico in Grand Theft Auto 4. We did Black when we did CJ.
We did CJ. Yeah,
yeah,
I was about to say.
Yeah,
as long as they don't make another one where you have to switch between characters.
You didn't like that, man.
I mean, it was okay.
Everybody hated that shit. I loved that shit.
It was all right. I just wish I could play more as Franklin, because I felt like
this, to the hood gonna look.
Yeah.
You used to hate. Hey y'all. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all. When they were introducing all the characters, like, every character had their own soundtrack, and frankly, he had that soundtrack for his, like, showing off with, like, his hood and what he going through and his backstory line. They use a Hood Gonna Love It song. I forgot who made the song, but I remember, like, I would be singing that shit. ST be like, man, shut the fuck up, nigga. And you ain't got like good hood gonna love it, man. They know how to. Man, I'm gonna tell you, man. Rockstar knows how to make iconic videos, dude.
Yeah, they do.
Because, like, everything went along with the song, as far as, like, him shooting down the block, him hanging out with his boys. They know how to do shit, man. That's why they were being on the company, man.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I didn't like about, I guess, the whole switching between characters is because they expounded so much on Michael and Trevor's relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, their background, but I felt like Franklin, even though they gave him somewhat of a backstory, I felt like he was kind of left out a bit.
He was left out. You right. He was left out a lot, man. He was like just like the man in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They really did kind of just focus on those two.
Yeah, so I think that's the only reason why I didn't enjoy it as much. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess they kind of just made it him as, like, you know, the quintessential, you know, black guy who, you know, comes up from obscurity and, you know, who's trying to, you know, make some money. And, you know, I mean, it's the same old, you know, I guess, storyline that, you know, most black people have to live up with anyway.
Hey, what happened if they went from an aspect of, like, they did, like, a rich black dude? Where they got, like, a rich black dude, and he tried to get away from his past, because, you know, let's say he, like, started investing in real estate investment, he came up, like, a multi-millionaire, already making billions, and then the hood calls him back.
Or maybe it's like a situation in which he's a billionaire now, and like the object of the game is to go back to when he had nothing
and build yourself back up to that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That would be kind
of
tight.
Yeah, like they'll show that. Yeah, like at the beginning of it, like most movies, they'll show you where you started.
Yeah.
And you, like they'll just show like you do like a like at the beginning again, you like wake up in your big ass mansion, it'd be like a day in the life. And then, like, you, like, just look up into the sky, and you be like, man, I remember how this all started. And then you looking at the sky, you looking at the sky, and then you zoom back down, and you got, like, baby mama's yelling in your ear, and you know what I'm saying, got weed roaches, you know what I'm saying, like, in the corner. Yeah. And like
outrunning the police.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, Rockstar, hire us, man. We'll write the script for that shit.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Hell yeah, man. That would be so much fun to do that shit, man.
It would, though.
I wouldn't mind it being an Asian dude, too, but... it'd be too many stereotypes of them doing it. They would get a lot of flat from the Asian community. It would just let it just be. But there still have been an Asian protagonist. It's been almost every other race but Asian. And I wonder why they haven't done it. Except for on that little, that they did do that Chinatown one that was on the
Vita. Yeah, they did. Yeah. And I think that's as far as they're going to go with it.
Yeah, because they probably didn't. They probably like rated, they probably like kind of gauged people's,
Reactions about
it. To it, and they're probably just like, man, this wouldn't work, but at least they tried, because I played this shit. It wasn't half bad. It was just, it was a top-down game.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, man. Like, I think the girl thing would be okay. I think they would probably lose people.
Yeah, because people would be like,
protagonist.
Why is not a man? Ain't like she be going around just like sucking niggas up or whatever. I'm just saying. Yeah. And it's an option because it's GTA. I wouldn't do it, but it would be interesting though, man.
Yeah, but then again, they could also have a situation in which, you know, they get more female players because of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it could work out both ways.
Yeah, because it had to be just more female. The people are already talking about, man, it's like a lot of people talking about, man, make the next GTA around just one person. So y'all fucking shit up. It's only going to be one protagonist that you control the whole game. Ugh. But that's the way it's going. They're going to go back to that. Because they really do listen to their community, man.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be one character that you control. It's going to be a white male protagonist, I think. I just don't know what city it's going to be in. I just hope it's not in Seattle. But the leaks will come out. I think the leaks are going to start coming out in the middle of next year.
Okay.
Because I think after the PS5 launches, I think that game, like the GTA, will come out like the 1 year anniversary of the PS5 being announced.
Okay.
I can't wait, man.
So what cities? So I guess what cities would you like to see them do?
That's a good question. What would be a good city? So we seen Cali, and I love it in Cali.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't even be mad if they went back to Cali, being honest.
We've seen Cali twice, though.
We've seen Cali twice, yeah.
We've seen New York twice.
We've
seen Miami.
We've seen Miami, yeah. I wouldn't mind going back to Miami. Where else could you go?
I guess Chicago, maybe?
I would not be feeling that shit. But they'll make it so I like it, but I wouldn't want it to have it in Chicago.
With everything that's going around, the whole circus behind, you know, how much they play up on Chicago's violence when it's violent everywhere.
Yeah, like violence everywhere in Chicago, and then if that was the case in the game, like it'd be every 5 seconds, according to white media, you know, it'd be a drive by in the game.
Yeah, so I guess so far, you know, they've done, you know, port cities.
Yeah.
So I guess it would have to be another port.
Ooh!
Maybe Houston.
You know what aspect that they kind of tinkered with? In the latest Grand Theft Auto and I think in Los Santos was traveling to different cities? They might do that shit. They might do two cities.
That would be tight.
Because they'll be able to, because by that time, they'll have the processing capacity to be able to do that shit. So we might be going to different cities. Man,
you can jump on a plane ride out.
Yeah, man. Dude, this is so much, man, that could be done with this game, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it going overseas, but what country?
Yeah.
Oh, the other rumor was Hong Kong, too. I would not mind it there. And you can put like a white protagonist in that bitch. If you know, because you know, white boys, when you
they change, love them so much.
Yeah, well, because when white boys, when you change anything with their little fantasy world, it is like, man, they just go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is going to be a white protagonist, but I don't know, man. I think if it was overseas anywhere, the most intriguing place would be China, just because they're about to be the next, like, powerhouse globally, so I could see that. But it's best. I think 9 times out of 10 is going to be on U.S. soil. I think.
Okay.
That is on U.S. soil. What would you want? What would you want to be? I hope it's not Seattle, man, because a lot of games are being featured in Seattle lately. I don't want that shit.
Yeah. I think San Francisco would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You could work on that would be nice.
San Francisco. I say,
would it be modern day, or would it be in the future? Y'all think about that shit too. Would they put in the future?
Yeah.
Like a futuristic?
Probably modern day.
Yeah. That'd be tight in a futuristic Grand Theft Auto, though.
Yeah, but I guess because things are technology and things are so endless. There's so many endless possibilities.
Yeah.
It would be kind of hard to scale back, on a futuristic setting.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you don't know how far you could take it. So, yeah. I think they would just be lost in, how much that they wanted to do. And, by that time, it might be 10 or 15 years before they get the game out. So,
I
know. San Francisco, I think Vegas would be cool.
Bam! They haven't been to Vegas yet. Ooh, dog, do you think about the heist possibilities in Vegas?
Nigga, yes.
That's what they should do it. There you go, ST. Yeah, because they haven't done Vegas yet. Vegas would be very intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should do Vegas, dude. All right, as y'all can tell, we love Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, yeah. But if they did go overseas, I guess maybe Amsterdam.
I can see that, too. That would be just show you the different side of the country.
Yeah, Amsterdam or Paris.
Because they did that with the heist.
Yeah.
Because they made the game the heist. And they did the Bully, too, which was kind of like over there in Europe as well. So they have that background.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I forgot about Vegas, dude. They didn't do Vegas, man. Oh, God. Vegas would be ridiculous.
As many casinos that are out there, nigga.
Robbing casinos? Oh, yes, man. Dude. That would be, dog. That, like, getting down to the vaults?
And, I was about to say, maybe, the final heist, mission of it would be like you going in to play, you robbing the biggest and baddest casino at the end of the game, and yep. You go in and maybe you playing cards or whatever. Maybe this situation in which you could actually switch between characters is like you got one guy going in to play cards, and then another guy is like on the tactical mission, and he's trying to cut walls out. And,
that's what they could have really used the three different characters, man.
That'd be stupid.
It's time to go to Nevada.
Yeah,
that needs to be the next game. They need to go to Vegas. And I might go on that bitch right now and go on Rockstar. Be like, man, take that shit to Vegas. And they already got. I'm telling you right now, they already got the storyboards and all that shit ready for this next one.
Probably,
they got it, man. Because you know how big Grand Theft Auto's are. They're already working on it now.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait, man. They make millions. Like on their first day of sales, they make millions.
Yeah, they do.
They make so much money, man. But they spend so much, and I think they recouped all their money within like half a day of sales.
Dude,
and
it was like
straight profit. It was straight profit from after that.
After day number two, it was straight profit.
Straight ass profits, dude.
There's no telling. There is absolutely no telling how much Rockstar is worth right now.
You look that shit up.
Because of those games only.
You just think, man, Rockstar, if people didn't know about Rockstar financially, before Grand Theft Auto 5, they found out about him afterwards, because that shit was ridiculous. Rockstar net worth. Rockstar Gaming Company. Company net worth. What is that net worth? And then sometimes this shit, let me write. $1 billion.
Okay.
That seems, that's not even exaggerated. I believe it. Say
that. Yeah, that seems a little low, but okay.
Yeah. These motherfuckers make guap. Oh, no, they made $1 billion in sales off of Grand Theft Auto 5 alone. Hold on, my bad.
I was about to say, nigga.
Yeah, that's just off of Grand Theft Auto 5. They made $1 billion in sales. Let me see. Come on, bitch. So, they gotta at least be worth like $2 billion. Because they made just more than Grand Theft Auto.
I mean, 4 did well, too, though.
Yep. Oh, yeah, 4 did extremely well.
Cause it was the point where, you know, it seemed like after 3, it's kind of like that kind of built the buzz.
Hey, nigga, Electronic Arts tried to buy them back in 2013 for $2 billion, and they said no. Smart move.
Yep, it was smart.
That was a smart ass move. They're worth $3.3 billion.
Okay.
Oh man.
Okay.
Nobody in that bitch getting fired.
Nah, nigga.
You work for Rockstar, you ain't getting fired. it's recession proof, nigga.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Wow.
As long as they, you know, stick with the formula.
Man.
Don't scrap it.
Keeping it real, man. Because Red Dead Redemption is going to be tight. But they could afford to put out a dud Grand Theft Auto, and we would buy it.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, man, we're sorry. Because they had a cachet. Yeah. We'd just be like, man, we're sorry, man. We'll come back hard with the next one. And then we'd be like, you know what? You cheated on me. And I watched you fuck the whole time. But I forgive you. It's that type of shit. It's that type of shit, man. Because it's just the niggas real, man.
Yeah, they are.
But ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
That was long as intro.
Hell yeah, long as shit. Welcome to another great episode of the Black Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast show that comes on every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services. That's iTunes, AudioMac, Stitcher, and YouTube. You can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is at Black Canvas ECST on Twitter and at Black Canvas ECST on Facebook and Instagram. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
All right, ST, man, what you want to start with? You want to start with the drama that's going on with the Carolina Panthers? Or, according to Puff Daddy, the North Carolina Panthers?
let's get them last.
Okay, so, man, let's talk about this, man. This is some serious shit. So, everybody remember, you know, everybody's coming out with, you know, a sexual allegation. Yep. Sexual assault allegations coming out. And you remember Terry Crews was going, you know, so he just went ahead and manned up. And told everybody about the time one of the studio executives went up and just, like, grabbed his shit.
Yeah, in front of his wife.
In front of his wife, gripped it and twisted, looked at him like, say, hey, how you doing, Terry? Grip. You know, how you doing? And walked off. You know what I'm saying? Like taking your manhood from him, taking your candy. You know what I'm saying? Eating in front of your fucking face and then walking off. And he was just like, man. He was thinking about the future. He was like, man, if I tell him now, I'm going to get blacklisted. And I'm going to pretty much, you know, be, you know, out of Hollywood, I'm about to get a regular job, I'm about to just say fuck it.
Yeah.
So now that he's come out, on the 15th of this month, he put out a series of tweets that I want to read to y'all. That's kind of disturbing, man. It's just disturbing. This is kind of sad. Cause he did come up and expose these niggas, but now the shit's done got real. So at 8:38 on December 15, Terry Crews said, "My assailant, Adam Vitt, the founding partner of WME, a corporation worth over $8 billion, I believe my family is being tracked and probably bugged." And it went on to continue. He said, I also believe Uncle Russ was asked to pressure me into dropping my case by the WME executives. Somehow they thought he was a king of black people.
Wow.
Someone has also hacked into my computer and my son's computer that we built together. I had to shut it down and buy a new hard drive. So they're probably digging for dirt trying to find shit on them so they can expose them.
Yeah.
They said WME's general counsel, Seth Krause, brought up my wife's name and a former attorney's name at TMZ when they met me and my wife at the airport. Pretty much he said he did an interview with TMZ and they edited out the parts where he tried to expose other executives at the office at WME and they edited out Seth Krause's name. Wow. Mm. So is TMZ complicit? I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm.
And yeah. He said his last one, man. I think he had five tweets. Okay, in this tweet he said, LAPD task force detectives let me know these people don't play fair. There are a lot of secrets. They have a lot of secrets to protect. They would do anything to keep them. He said the town is compromised. He's talking about Hollywood, which it is.
Yep.
Yeah, Hollywood's fucked right now, man. He said the town's compromised, but me and my team are not. If I were to have a timely accident, you know where to look. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, man, that's... I hate to say it, man, but when you play with fire, man, you come up and you're gonna get burnt. And I'm just like, I'm not even signing with the nigga that grabbed the nigga dick. I'm just saying, I'm not signing with that gay nigga at all. I'm just saying, like, man, it's just like, what can you do? I feel for the females, man. It's just like,
yeah,
and the males, because the males getting their boy holes penetrated too, and you know, dicks twisted. Yeah. It's just like, man, it's almost to the point that shit was running so rampant in yeah. Hollywood that if you were caught slipping and they, you know, fed up your pussy, fed up your titties, fed up your boy hole or your dick, you had to take it.
Yeah.
Because if not, you're going to be asking the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, do you want this 47-inch plasma TV or you want this 4K 50-inch Samsung? And yeah. Then you're going in the back with your Best Buy t-shirt on crying. Like, man... Like, there's an option that you have to take, man. I'm just like, man, I don't know if I could do it, ST.
Yeah, no.
Not for no acting career. Some Everybody Loves Chris and some Brooklyn Nine-Nine bullshit. And yeah. Then, like, some, like, D-rated black movies that he'd been on. Like, and then, like, white girls. He was dancing and pop-locking. Like, man, he did all that.
Yeah.
In the back of his head, he had a
just
thing
to clown himself.
Yeah, just, yeah. The nigga took your, it's all about taking your manhood, man. You a big burly nigga. You huge. If yeah. y'all know who Terry Crews is, Google that nigga. That nigga looks like a extra in a Rambo movie. Yeah. That nigga's big.
An NFL linebacker.
Hell yeah. That nigga's huge, man.
Before the style changed.
Hell yeah. So, I don't know, man. Everybody says, like, when they're in a compromised situation, like, man, this is what I would do. But you got to think about it. He has a family, man. He has a lifestyle that he wants to maintain. But it's yeah. like, at what cost, man?
Well, and you got to think about his family, too. Like, mm-hmm. he got a lot of kids.
Yeah, dude. Man, I saw how many kids he had. I was like, yeah, I see why he let him do it. Let him do it.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, fuck. You know, you think about that, man. Like, He got a huge family. And he trying to support everybody. And you know, like, not all of them kids are, you know, go get up and go getters. You know, like, yeah. You know, he's still supporting some of them who should be old enough to be out and doing their own thing.
Yeah, yeah, but when you born a silver spoon in your mouth,
yeah.
It's just like, man, why do I have to work? Daddy got me.
Yeah. So, man.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. But, like, we as black people, sometimes we have to learn to, like, you know, sometimes we got to learn to take lessons from white people. Because, you know, when we talk about this whole, you know, race thing with the whole, you know, standing up for the pledge and all that, you know, fighting for, you know, equality,
mm-hmm.
you know, and most white people who have nothing to say, you know, they say, it's not my fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the like when this whole sexual allegation thing trend started,
mm-hmm.
Like, that should have been Terry Crews' mindset. Yo, this ain't my fight. I'm finna stay up out of this. Because, you know, especially if he didn't want anything, you know, I guess to happen to his career, you know, instead of him being so sympathetic, you know, watching, you know, I guess lending his support. Like, he should have just kept his mouth closed.
Yeah, and just went about
his business.
That's the one thing black people do, man. We always want to just get in and help out with the fight, man. Let me help you, man. So, you know, that type of shit, man. Like, I ain't let you go down by yourself. I'm here for you, too, now. Come on, Bethany. It's all right. I got you. I'll stand for these boots for you. Yeah,
because Hollywood is not a brotherhood.
It's not.
It is not a place where everybody sticks together for the good of each other. That is the wrong place to, you know, put your faith in anybody.
Yeah, man. It's a dog eat dog world, especially there, dude.
You gotta be about yourself.
You do.
So I think, you know, that was just him not watching his own back. So I think he's suffering for it.
Yeah, and then I would kind of have to, like, being real, man, that's some shit that had to die with me, man, and my wife.
Yeah.
You talk to your wife, like, you love me, right? You got to keep this shit to yourself.
Yeah.
And he probably fucked all, like, extra hard that night. He tried to get the smell, you know, try to get that feel on his head. That shit probably just didn't work. But if something does happen to him, man, I'm going to just be like, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be sad.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. I'll just be like, man, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be sad. I'm like, damn, man, Terry Crews home, man, just because he, you know, stood up for what he believed in. But it's got to the point where standing up for what you believe in is almost...
We'll get you killed.
We'll get you killed. And that's fucked, it's a death sentence. Fucked up, dog.
Yeah, it'll get you killed. It'll get you killed, or it'll disrupt your means of making a living for yourself.
Yeah, it's fucked up that society has gotten that twisted.
Yeah,
that's how you gotta live to survive, man. You gotta compromise your own morals.
Yeah,
to survive.
Like, you know, all my people that, you know, believe in, you know, reading the Bible, man, check out Revelations. Everything that's happening right now is exactly what Revelations talked about. Everything. There's nothing new under the sun. Like, we ain't telling you, you know, we ain't telling you this stuff because, you know, it just happens to be a coincidence. Like, this is crap that has been predicted. So,
man, dude.
Shouts out to you, Terry. We hope you and your family are safe.
Yeah, man, we hope that you're safe, man. I hope you get the proper security. And I hope you get the mental relief that you need.
Yeah.
Because that's stressful within itself. It can get to a point where they'll never do nothing, and then the stress of him just thinking that they're gonna do something could cause a nigga to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Or cause a nigga to go insane.
Yeah.
Cause that mental warfare real.
There it is.
That shit fucking real, dude. So, man, I just hope that, man, he comes to kind of come to an agreement, you know, they go in the room, and he's like, all right, man, touch it one more time, we go back to, you know, being cool, kumbaya, so I can go and live my life.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do, you know. Yeah, suck the nigga off, go and suck him off, you know, just in the room, nobody got to see it, just to get your peace of mind back, man. That's what it take, man.
Man, I got a good question for you, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, what do you think about, okay, like, women who, you know, ring the alarm on guys?
I was playing.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about women that ring the alarm, you know, who, you know, yell rape or yell that they've been sexually abused by men and they actually haven't, but they're just doing it to get revenge or whatever on a guy? Like, what do you think should happen to them?
They should go to jail.
Yeah, I think so too.
Period. It should be a minimum 10-year sentence to stop this fuck shit. Cause it's happening, man. It's getting to the point where women that actually getting raped, people are just like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's hard to believe people now.
And that's not right, dog. That's scary.
Yeah, you should never have to question a woman whether or not she's been you know,
sexually assaulted or raped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you should never have to question that.
You shouldn't.
But, you know, because there are stank-ass bitches out here who don't, you know, take life serious.
Oh, and because they don't rejection seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't get their way, they're willing to just, you know, not only mess up somebody else's life, but potentially mess up the lives of other women who actually go through something serious like that.
Yeah, man.
And I guess the only reason why I asked EC that question is because, you know, there was a story about this lady from the University of Oklahoma. Basically, she yelled rape because she pretty much gave up her pussy to this running back who later decided, you know, I don't really want to be with you like that. So she, you know, pretty much hauls off and yells rape. And, like, that's a dumb reason, number one, for you to holler rape, because a nigga don't want you no more.
Man, your ego got bruised, and lick your wounds, and let it go.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't have been giving up the pussy. So it's your fault for feeling that way.
Yeah.
Like, don't get mad at him because he don't want your stinking ass no more.
Yeah, because you gave that shit up. What man gonna say no to some pussy that look halfway decent?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. If you give it up,
if you give it up, a nigga gonna take it.
Hell yeah, man.
All day, every day.
Yeah, pussy like fucking gold to some niggas. Like a fucking nigga, leprechaun. They're like gold leprechauns, nigga. It ain't shit, man. Follow me nose. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Motherfucker gonna say no to that shit. He gonna lose all mental capacity and all knowledge and just dive in that shit. You know? You can't be doing that, man. Even if he did tell you lies, and then later on, you know what I'm saying, especially if it was consensual, and then you were down with it, even though he did lie to you, you just can't be doing that, man, willy-nilly, because people out here, women out here are literally getting picked up in vans and taken back and put into sex work and becoming sex workers. Yeah.
Possibly dying,
man. Yeah. Going to call rape because your ego got bruised, man. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I saw that shit too, man. I was just like, man, look at this. Look at this bitch got her fucking feelings hurt. She even want her a little stank ass.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, you know, white women are really bad about that.
Yeah, they'll call rape on your ass in a second. I don't know why our brothers are taking these chances, man.
Yeah.
Penitentiary chances.
I mean, yeah, man. Like, they know the game.
Yeah, they know the game, so, man.
And they know that, you know, they'll be believed over you. So, you know, be smart, man. That's all I'm saying.
Keep fucking up. You know, little niggas keep fucking up, man. Keep thinking that white meat tasty.
Yeah.
Keep fucking up, man.
They'll learn.
Yeah, you're going to learn eventually, man. Your ass gonna be behind bars with fucking D-Blow, with Dino. Man, yeah, man. I liked your game last year, man. When you were running, I was watching you from behind. I love when they did sky cam on your butt, nigga. That shit was juicy, man. Yeah. Like, bend that ass over. You're like, Gort! Gort! Now you call it now, you call it Garrett, my name is Bernard. Man, shout out to Ha Ha Davis, man. That nigga funny. That nigga funny as hell. That shit funny as hell, man. But yeah, dude. People gotta watch that, man.
Yeah.
People gotta watch that shit. Man, let's go ahead and get up into that Jerry Richardson and everything going on with him, man.
Yeah, so if, you know, the people don't know, Jerry Richardson, the major stakeholder of the Carolina Panthers, has decided to sell his stake in the team because apparently this man been walking around using, you know, racial slurs.
I'm shocked.
And filling up on his employees. You know, inappropriate, they put it in quotations, inappropriate work conditions or whatever.
Man, this is like 2017 is the year of sexual assault.
Yeah.
Period. That's what this year is going to be known for, man.
Yeah, it pretty much is, man.
Period.
Like, it's ridiculous, dude. How many, well, I don't know, man. Like, this year, people just decided to, I guess, I don't know, wake up.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, and so many powerful people have been, you know, I think just within the last 2 or 3 months alone.
Hey, could we thank Trump for this?
I think so.
Really can, man, because he's empowered so many assholes to step over the line, and people just like, wait a minute.
We're not taking this shit no more.
Hell yeah, man. Shit. Beat me, hate me, you can never rate me, do me, sue me, everybody do me. Nigga saying, fuck this shit. You don't care about us.
So he's going to set his principal stake because of quote-unquote workplace misconduct. You know, despite the circumstances, they're saying that the team could go, could be sold for anywhere between $2.5 billion and $2.8
billion. And another thing that I was talking about with ST texting with him yesterday was, if this was back in the day when, like, NFL was really booming, because y'all got to think about it, man. This has been a really, really down year for football. Yeah. With the anthem protest, you know, Colin Kaepernick, and, you know, and then just a whole bunch of crazy shit always in the media every week about it. You know, ratings are down. You know, so people ain't really, you know, fill up the stands, especially in LA.
Yeah.
And then the CTE, and then like the Larry Johnson article coming out, which y'all need to read. That shit's fucked up. Yeah. So he goes, he said he wake up every day just thinking of ways he could hurt himself just to end it all just because of the pain that's in his brain because he think he has CTE. And his second year player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the cornerback, I forgot his name, he says, I know I'm playing with CTE, and I just know my brain's going to be riddled with CTE when I get out of the league. But you know what I'm saying? I have to do this because it's the only way where you can make this much money at this time by just playing a sport.
Yeah.
If all this wasn't going on, do you really think he would sell the team, man? I think this is a precursor on the end, like the fall of the NFL, where he just like, man, because most people will fight.
Yeah.
For ownership. Like, I ain't going nowhere, man. Fuck that hoe. Fuck these niggers. And you, and yeah. That's right. And you're going to come play for me, too. And I said nigger. So, it's getting to that point where it's just like, man, fuck it. It's like, man, this NFL might not be, you know, the future of the NFL might not be that bright. And it might be time to go ahead and get out. Because back in the day, if this kind of shit happened, I don't think the owner would have left. He was just like, man, we'll break bread and settle out of court, and that's it. I'm still owning this team.
Yeah.
Let's get to that point, man. Yeah. Like, NFL ain't the tight no more, man.
Yeah, and the funny thing is a lot of people will argue that point. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they really think that, I guess, the NFL is, you know, just beginning. And, you know, with, you know, the talent pool drying up, man, more and more every year.
Yeah.
It's hard to agree with that. It's hard to agree that the NFL is still as vibrant as it was 10 to 20 years ago. And getting better. I just don't see it. I don't know. This only just adds, you know, even more of a dark cloud over it. And, you know, the fact that, man, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's not a good look for the league, man. It just makes you think, well, okay, what are these other owners doing?
Now, think about it, man. Now, before we get to the part about who's going to be buying the team, what do you think about the Vince McMahon making an announcement about the XFL? Okay, so if it hasn't been announced yet by the time y'all hear this, there has been rumors that Vince McMahon wants to bring the XFL back. And I think that the XFL can succeed this time because of the nature of how the NFL is being played now, where it's not like a cutthroat, you know, hit stick, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers getting carried out on stretchers and it's saying hut, you know what I'm saying, not giving a fuck about the next play or even worry about head injuries. They have a chance to bring back raw football that we loved in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. They really do. And then have the players sign a non-disclosure contract saying, hey, you can't sue us for CTE, you can't sue us for any kind of injury that you get, or even just getting paralyzed. And you know motherfuckers are going to play just because play football or be on TV and get a chance to go to the NFL and get exposure. And get a small check compared to waking up and, you know, working a 9-to-5. Motherfuckers that were like on the fringe of making an NFL team are going to fill up XFL rosters like they did back in that time. I think they might have a chance this time because if y'all watch the 30 for 30 on the XFL, at the end of it, Vince McMahon and his business partner that started XFL was sitting up like, man, like Vince McMahon was like, who's to say we wouldn't bring it back? And then he like looked at him, and then like his business associate kind of laughed like, you'll be crazy. And then he like gave that little Vince McMahon look, and then this shit went off. And I was like, this motherfucker.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
No, they got the money.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you are a follower of the WWE now, they have cut back on a lot of, I guess, some of the, of course, some of the overhead, but they've cut out, they've cut back on a lot of things that they used to do. You know, they used to have big pyro shows and, like they used to have, you know, huge elaborate sets on some of the, like their events, but they've cut a lot of that stuff out. And I'm thinking it could be possible that he's, you know, saving his money or, you know, pulling his resources together to, it could possibly bring the XFL back. I wouldn't put it past him.
I will watch.
Cause in this current market, the way, you know, the NFL is being scrutinized as far as, you know, all of the scandals and, you know, CTE and all of that, you know, all that stuff, domestic violence, it's quite possible that he could, you know, come back and win.
He has a chance. He really has a chance this time, dude.
Yeah.
If he picks the right players.
I don't know how it would look against, you know, the WWE though. Cause like he would definitely have to, you know, split his time.
Yeah, split his time. And then, did y'all not know, like, half the stuff that's going on in the NFL now, they took from the XFL, as far as, like, the Sky Camera?
Yeah.
Sideline cameras and camera views, or those dynamic camera views, angles that we love now, they stole that from the XFL.
I'm surprised he didn't sue them for that.
Yeah, but you know how, like, that good old buddy system, he probably got some money under the table from Jerry Jones, like, hey, man, I'm about to take your shit here. And he's like, it's shit. All right, motherfucker. I mean, let me see how much his check worth. He'd be like, $2 million? Like, all right, deal. I would definitely watch. I ain't gonna lie, I would watch it. Because, like,
just to see some parody.
Yeah, just see some motherfuckers get rocked. Because I do miss people getting rocked. Because my favorite players now in the league are Cam Chancellor, Mike Mitchell. And who else bring the woods still don't give a fuck about his body? I think DJ Swearinger. And he kind of like just, he kept getting fined so much, he just said, fuck it. And he just started playing regular. But Cam Chancellor still bring the wood, man. Like,
yeah, he does.
I love watching him play. I love seeing him just rat niggas.
And Vontaze Burfict does too.
Yeah, Vontaze Burfict too. Hell yeah, man. Them motherfuckers don't care. Those some old school players. And what's that motherfucking name? He played on my team, man. I call him CTE. Damn, what the hell is that nigga name? Yeah, my boy Jay. My boy Jay know who he is. Fuck! Hold on, man. Was it Brashad? Fuck.
Brashad Perryman?
No, because that's a wide receiver. What's that nigga name? He played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He played, because he blew out.
Bernard Pollard,
yeah, CTE. Yeah. That's my boy. Yeah, man, because I'll never forget. It was a preseason game, and it was against the Titans. And he was with my team. And they had him mic'd up, and one of the players, the wide receiver, ran out of the mounds. He said he ran. I was like, "Woo!" He's like, "Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I'm coming. Don't be scared. Come get this shit." Like, I was like, "Woo!" Yeah. I love players like that, man.
Yeah,
they're ready just to sacrifice their body, man. Cause they knew what the fuck they signed up for, man. That's why we love football, man. It's that raw gladiator spirit that we love about football. Yeah. That's why we watch. But I call him the Patriot Killer, man, because the year we won the Super Bowl, he knocked out Gronk and messed his ankle up.
Mm.
Because before the game started, before the AFC Championship game started, I was like, okay, I need Bernard Pollard to hurt Gronk in some kind of way. Like, man, because like the Patriots have stopped us from getting the Super Bowl like 3 times, man. I fucking hate that squad. I don't like people getting hurt. But you know what I'm saying? I want somebody just to be able to get out the game. They can play next week if possible. But I was like, man, as long as he hurts Gronk, we got this shit. And it was like third quarter. He drug him. He like drug him from behind, and like his body like bent back, and he like buried like his thigh on his ankle.
Yeah.
And then like Gronk was out for the game, and I was like,
Well, Bernard Paul is the Patriot Killer for real. Hell because when he paid for the Chiefs, he's the one who took out Tom Brady.
He saw Tom Brady knee. Yeah, that's why I call that nigga the Patriot Killer.
Yeah.
I was so happy when we signed him. I was like, but you know, Ozzy know what he doing. Hell yeah. That motherfucker was a head hunter. He did not care.
Nah, that nigga was a knee hunter.
Hey man, you gotta do what you got to do. But yeah, get it back to who you gonna think who gonna purchase the team, man. Let them know who talking about purchasing the team.
So
it's bullshit.
Sean Combs, better known as Puffy, tweeted that he would like to buy the team. Noted that there is no African-American majority owners in the league. That's, you know, everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, he tweeted, let's make history. Mm-hmm. He also said in an Instagram post that he would immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation and put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback.
Motherfucker was like, it's on the competition, baby. It's on the competition. Like, that's where you lost me, man.
Yeah.
And I love Kaepernick, man, but Kaepernick not better than Cam.
No.
He not, man. I don't want y'all to be like, man, y'all just don't want Kaepernick in the league to begin with. I was like, but it has to be a point where you don't just, like, bring that kind of shit up just to bring it up, just to be like, man, I'm down for my people. You got to kind of think it from a strategic standpoint. Yeah. If he's really wants to buy the Carolina Panthers, he wouldn't have said shit about Kaepernick. You would have just bought that fucking team,
yeah.
And then when you're the owner of the team, just sign that nigga. Because now that you're saying that you're going to sign him, knowing that Kaepernick is the crux of all the anguish that's going on with the NFL, while the NFL numbers are down, what makes you think the other 31 owners are going to be like, let's bring him on. He wants to bring Kaepernick back, and we've been trying to blackball this nigga. He already fucking up. That's already showing me that Diddy don't want to buy the team, but he don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
Another thing that kind of made me laugh was him saying that I'm going to have the best halftime shows ever. I was like, man, like, dude, this shit's passed you by, dog. You don't want to buy this team. You just talking shit.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I kind of hate, and it's kind of sad that we don't have enough black millionaires in society, because every time something comes up for sale, they go to two or three people. They're like, Oprah, buy the team. Beyonce, buy the team. Diddy, buy the team. It's entertainers.
Yeah.
It's like, is that all we have? Not knowing that we have...
Apparently so.
We have over like 20 or 30 black millionaires, and we have a couple of billionaires, but they're not put in the forefront because, you know, the old stigmatism of black people being lazy, black people don't want to accumulate wealth, black people don't care about investing, and they don't want us to see that. Well, that's plenty of black millionaires, but they're not going to ever feature them because they don't want anybody to get any kind of inspiration.
Yeah.
They're always going to throw in the fickle way of wealth in our face, being the sports icons and entertainment, because it's such a fickle industry.
Yeah.
To get into.
And there's no guarantee that everybody can get in.
Exactly, man. So, I'm just tired of that old narrative, like, Oprah buy the team, or Diddy buy the team. Yeah. And I always just focus on our black celebrities. And then another thing, man, and then, like, white people coming out just hating on time. I don't think Diddy got the money for it. Like, he got more money than your bitch ass.
It's like, how do you know what this nigga got?
This motherfucker got, man. God damn, y'all motherfuckers hating nonstop. Just because you ain't got it, just because the blueprint is made for you, and you end up not doing shit with it, had no sympathy for your bitch ass.
Yeah.
None whatsoever, man. Come on with that shit. Dude, tell me, I don't think Diddy has it. He's like and then he like gonna like highlight like the how much they want for the team. They're gonna highlight his net worth. He's like, he got more than you. He got like 100 times more than what you got.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's funny. You know, Derek Jeter and a group of other people just bought the Marlins not too long ago. And nobody even said anything close to, well, Derek Jeter don't have the money to buy this team.
Yep.
Nobody ever said none of that stuff. And it's because Derek Jeter is, you know, closer to, you know, as far as his skin color, he's so close to being white. That is ridiculous. I think he's mixed, right?
He's mixed. Yeah, he's mixed. He's white and black.
Yeah, so
he mixed.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yep.
But nobody ever talks about, you know, that. Nobody said that junk when he was buying the team.
No, man. So, come on now.
So how do you, you know, how do you not figure that Diddy and a couple other people would get together and try to buy the team as well?
And I know Stephen Curry said he wanted in on it, and he just got that big ass contract, and Kaepernick said he wanted in on it. So you know they're gonna start stopping them niggas now. Oh yeah, because Kaepernick wanted in. Yeah, Cap should have just came to Diddy on some low key shit or DM'd him, be like, man, I want in. But we don't know how to be financially intelligent when it comes to like buying deals. We're all just about seeing me, like, I want to be seen, I want to be heard, I want to be noticed. Sometimes you gotta do this shit from behind the scenes, man. You gotta do some like a Solid Snake, Metal Gear Solid type shit.
What I like to call that is, you know, is people being for the show.
Yep.
People that want to be seen, want to be heard, you know, can't move in silence. You know, like smart people. But people that are for the show never really pan out.
But if you don't see me talking about it, it don't matter, man. You know what I mean? It don't matter unless you see me.
Yeah.
That's why I respect motherfuckers like Al Heyman. Like y'all niggas Google Al Heyman.
Oh my god, nigga.
You only find like one or two pictures of that nigga. And he been in the boxing promotion game and the music promotion game for decades, nigga.
Yes.
You never even see a nigga face. He stay in the background. That's probably why nobody really fucks with him, because he's not out there like that.
Well, number one, they don't know anything about him, so they don't know how serious he is.
Yep,
they don't know, you know what he's capable of. When you are a nigga who's always running his mouth on TV or, you know, on social media and things, people can figure you out pretty quickly. So, you know, people that are for the show, like, they can be figured out pretty quickly, and no one's really going to take you that serious unless you just, you know, a nigga like Birdman who, you know, don't nobody mess with because they know that nigga ain't playing. But,
boy, he ain't playing, Woody.
Shoot. But, you know, speaking of that, man, shoot, he need to be one of the first people trying to buy the team, like trying to group up with some people to buy the team. So that nigga.
Hey, it would make sense for him and Diddy to do it because they both fuck niggas out of money. That'd be the perfect pair.
But yeah, I think, you know, shoot, who knows, man? He might be able to, you know, pay what he owed. But
hell yeah, man. You know what? He can't pay back Wayne and shit. God dog, man, but that's enough, man. Shit, that's enough of that, man. Let's go get to this juicy ass topic we got.
Let's get it.
Alright, y'all, man. So I was listening to some random like YouTube videos as a podcast over the weekend. I was just got fascinated with the whole sugar baby and sugar daddy like dynamic. Cause I never really cared about it. I'm just like, man, it's just some dude that, you know what I'm saying, just paying for pussy in the end.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, the girl just, you know, they want, like, a Louis bag and some lipstick, you know what I'm saying, to use lipstick to apply on the penis and catch it and repeat the process. And I was like, what is the psyche behind sugar babies?
Yeah.
So, man, I listened to this one other podcast where it was this girl that lived on the East Coast. They didn't disclose her name. They called her Jane Doe. They kept it real lame. And it could have came with another name, like Suck Dick Sally and some shit like that. Yeah, there was shit like that. But she used to, like, so pretty much she was trying to go to school, be a regular girl. Then come to find out that it was very competitive when she got out of school, so she really couldn't find a job.
Yeah.
So it got to a point where she was like, man, I hate working. This is her word. She said, I hate working. And I don't want to work anymore, so I need to find some kind of arrangement where I could just live off of my body and my good looks. Because apparently she's fine, according to the guy that interviewed her, that she's a very good looking woman. So she said, I'm just using my looks, you know, to get by. And he's talking about, like, you can hate me if you want. You can hate me if you want for that. I'm very shallow. I'm very superficial. And I need to use what I got because, you know, so everybody doesn't have it. And to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying, at least she's honest.
Yeah, she keeps it real.
Because most of you bitches out here are not. So she said she went on this little website called Seeking Arrangements, and we're going to go on there later on and look at some of the profiles and go through them. But she said she started out in Massachusetts, and she said all the guys were pretty much all talk. They didn't have the money that they needed, that she wanted. you know, to get spoiled. And it got to the point where she said she stopped going on dates. They had to pay her to go on dates before she even went on them. And I was like, God damn. Yeah. I'm like, man, I wish I could see a picture of this broad, man. Cause, you know, it's like a little, it's a valley girl. So it's probably like a little valley white girl. So no telling. She got to be skinny. Got to have somewhat some titties. Probably like short hair. From what I'm hearing from her, she got to have short or long or medium hair. She has some titties. And probably have like a sharp nose, you know, all the predominant features that make white women look good. This is why you can't really think about how she would look. That's how I kind of picture her in my head. But, you know, so she tried it in Massachusetts. The shit didn't work, so she moved to the West Coast. Now she's in L.A., and she tried it again. And while she was doing that, she tried to get a job, you know, being a model, and that didn't last too long. I wish she could have fucked up and told what kind of print ass she did, because that make it easy to find that hoe, but no, she didn't. Then she got to the point where she said, I tried the website again. I ended up finding a venture capitalist. And if y'all know what a venture capitalist is, them motherfuckers make guap. So they make stupid money. So she said that first day she
investing in companies.
Hell yeah, nigga. So she said she went on a date with him. She went to get coffee with him, and he paid her $300 just to drink coffee with her. Now, I don't believe her. You know what I'm saying? She probably jerked him under the table or something for a coffee frappuccino or some shit. I don't believe that shit. But she said that he paid her $300 to just sit down and chill, and they talk for a minute. And at the time, she said he was 52 years old. He went to MIT. And if people know who MIT is, that's one of the highest, that's one of the most prestigious schools to get into. So that motherfucker is smart. So y'all need to look that up as well. So they said they went on a couple of dates, and it got to the point where she said it was cool, and he just started giving her like $1,000 a month just to keep her on her feet. Because like they said they were just chilling one day, you know, eating dinner at like a 5-star restaurant or whatever. And she was like, man, he's like, how are you getting by? How are you living? Yada, yada, yada. He's like, I want to make sure you're fine. I want to make sure everything's good. And she, you know, she played it up. She's like, you know, I'm really struggling out here in L.A. You know, it's kind of hard getting around when, you know, you're working a 9-to-5. And he was like, well, I want to take care of you. And she was like, cha-ching. You know, she didn't say that shit. But in her mind, she was like, gotcha, bitch. You're marked. Yep. So, he at first started giving $1,000, $1,000 a month. And I was like, God, like, you paying $1,000 a month for some pussy and some company, dude.
Well, let me interject real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's possible that he might not even got the pussy yet. A lot of sugar babies, like, a lot of sugar babies leave their sugar daddies on to the point where, like, they've probably shelled out $25,000, $50,000 before they even get to touch it yet.
That's true. I'm about to get to that point. So, after a while, she was just like, man, $1,000 just wasn't doing it for me. And I kind of threatened, and like, she said in her own words, she was like, I kind of threatened that I was going to leave him if he went up the price.
Jeez.
And she said he complied, and she gets $7,000 a month out of him.
Oh, my God.
She's that bitch is making $84,000 a year, dude. Just to spread them. And then she's not paying taxes either.
Yeah.
She's not paying taxes. And she says, the guy asked, like, man, how you getting the money? It's like, through wire transfer or whatever. And I was just like, man, God, dog. She not getting the taxes. Tax-free money. And then live out of L.A. and you're not really working. You're spraying your pussy lips, you know what I'm saying, a couple of times, you know, a month, because he was like 52. So he had a line about that. He's 57, but she says he's very active. He works out, so he's able to keep up with her. And she's, oh yeah, I forgot to tell y'all, she's 27 years old.
Jesus.
So that's like a 30-year gap. Well, no, she don't care if he got fucking money, but
yeah.
Like, man, she get paid 7 G's a month. And you gotta think about it, man. It's a victimless crime.
Yeah.
He's getting what he wants.
Yeah.
She's getting what she wants.
Yeah. Compliance is there.
Yeah, and then she said that she's taking her around the world and some of her friends around the world a couple of times. And talking about they've been like, you know how people with low intelligence, you know, they're using their body, you know, to make money. things are extravagant. Talking about, we had some of the most expensive wine ever. It was just so awesome. And I was just like that's all it takes for you, huh? It don't take much, huh?
Yeah.
It don't take much. And I was like, man, that's some stupid shit. But I was just like, man. But the psyche that I kind of saw from her was just kind of just like, man, as long as you're willing to provide for me. And she said he looked halfway decent. Like, she said he just think of like the old dad you see grilling up hot dogs for the family. That kind of guy. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just got just a shit ton of money. He's like, at one point he had a private jet, but he sold it. Now he like gets around with like a private jet company. He don't own a jet anymore. He just does it through like an airline company, but for you know, private jet. So he wants to fly with everybody. Yeah. Fly with mere mortals or whatever. But just her psyche was just like, man, as long as I'm taken care of financially, you can do whatever you want to with me. And then, like, right. The guy ended up asking, he was like, man, what happened if he just ran out of money? Would you still be with him? And she's like, yeah. And I just think she's just drunk off of the money. But letting that money really be gone, she'd be like, fuck you, I'm moving on. And then a guy also made another great point. He was like, at some point, this is going to end because of his age. And she was like, I can see myself with him in his 60s or whatever. So she's, you know, trying to get in that fucking will. That's our next plan.
Cause oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because he was like, there has to be an end date on it. And he's like, men that come behind him don't even know the hill that they're going to have to climb to even get to this point with you. And you know what I'm saying? He's saying, like, you're pretty much messing it up for the next guy that has to date you or have to deal with you on that kind of arrangement. Like, your barrier to entry is 7 G's a month.
Yeah. Anything lower than that, you don't have a chance.
You don't have a chance. She's like, you ain't shit. Like, where your money at? You know what I'm saying? You ain't making that money. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But it's just like, man, like, let's say hypothetically, man, you weren't married. You're a billionaire. And you're like in your 40s and you see like a little nice little young thing that's like, let's say she like 21. Double D's, big ass, and got a nice smile and talking about, man, I'm just down for it. Looking for somebody to take care of me. And you're not willing to date. And you got money to blow. Because it is tricking if you got it. I don't care what motherfuckers say. You're tricking off your money. Like, could you do that, man?
No, I couldn't do that. Because it's too many hoes out here to give it up for free. And that's...
Exactly.
And my end game... my end game would be just that, just to get some. Like, I don't have to pay a whole $7,000 a month just to get some. I can find that anywhere.
Yep.
Like, I'm straight. I'm you know, I'm not that dumb with my money. If I had that kind of money either. So
yeah, man, even if I'm like being a billionaire for like 10 years, I'm still gonna be close to the best of my money.
Oh yeah, man.
I don't care if she know how to like lick the tip and my balls at the same time and then swallow my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna have my nose open for a second. I'm be like, ooh, you know, I'm intrigued, but you know, I'm gonna come back down to earth, man.
Yeah.
Some of the dudes are just
some
willing
dudes are just so lonely.
Yeah, they're just willing to sacrifice everything they've gained. For some pussy, man. And I understand, man. It feels good. Don't get me wrong. It's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But not for my bread. Not for my bread.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man. But ladies, it's out there, man. So if y'all are looking, if you look like something, you can't even look on a booger wolf.
Oh, no.
Because all you're bringing to the table is your looks.
Pretty much.
So, you know what I'm saying? Fellas,
too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know,
on this site, you can be a man and look for a sugar mama.
Yeah, man. I'm on here right now, man, looking at the women that, you know, looking for these arrangements. And, you know, some of these women look kind of, you know, haggard. And, you know, these are the ones that you got to deal with. It's just like, it's kind of like, it goes both ways. Women, you know, some women are going to be trapped to the old dudes that they getting fucked by and the dudes are not gonna be attracted to the women that they fucking. It's just like you gotta think about just the end game.
Yeah.
Think about that money in there, man. It's dudes out here getting a gigolo game on.
Yeah.
That's something that needs to be exposed more than just women. I wouldn't mind seeing more documentaries on on gigolos and dudes out here, you know, fucking broads that, you know, for money. Because it's out there, dude. These dudes, yeah, some it dudes, there's some dudes out here, man, are just giving women good conversation and dick, and they out there and got a McLaren and like a fucking mansion. Stupid. Like, for real, man. There's a dude in Europe that's been doing this shit like since it's like mid-20s. I saw a documentary on him. He was giving dick in a mouthpiece, man. He was just living his life.
Yeah.
I was like, man, god damn.
It's out there.
It's out there, man. If you got a game, if you can spit game, you can throw dick. Dudes is out there, and then women, if you have, you know, if you look like something, if you look halfway decent and their head game strong, and your mouthpiece ought to be tight too, talking to these dudes.
Oh, yeah. Because you can't, tight. Yeah. Yeah, you can't be stupid.
Nah, man. You got to have some intellect, man.
Yeah.
Out here, dude. But I'm on here, man. I'm looking through Atlanta, and I'm looking at the sugar mamas. I got one right. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Peachy Jane. Mom with money and moves. Net worth $750,000. Lifestyle expectation is negotiable. Caucasian woman, 5'6". She looking like something. She has some big titties, too. I hope it's not like a bot on here that's just like a fake just to get you on the site.
It might be, nigga.
Is it about me? I like traveling, watching musicals, and partying. I'm a vegan. I'm very social. Kinks, dirty talk. So I guess that's what gets her off is talking dirty. Mm. Like, I'm going to take your buddy and invest his shit in a black business. Oh, that's dirty. All neck with the fucking that's some dirty, nasty shit. Ugh. Whip that dick out for me. You know what I'm saying? She's 43 and she like she in her late 30s. Don't look bad. You know what I'm saying? If your end game is, you know, penetrating and getting some money, because it'd be easy. You know, at least she look like something, so it won't be as hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To, you know, smash. So, Peachy Jane. Okay.
Putting them hoes out there.
Hell yeah, but they on the site. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going here, man. Shit. Y'all going here trying to get this shit. We got another woman on here, Soul Love. Very sexy, romantic, and I love to cuddle. She's in North Carolina. You make that trip. Her net worth is $100,000 a year. She got 5 kids, though. Mm. Light smoker, social drinker. Talking about a very caring, loving, strong woman. I'll do anything for anybody. I bet, baby. Swallow this this cum juice. I haven't done much in my life, but now I have all my kids. My kids are grown. It's time for me to do me. So if you think you can spice up my life, then I promise I can spice up yours, too. Oh, shit, baby.
With some C notes.
Hell yeah, bitch. And her lifestyle benefit that she's willing to offer you is up to $1,000 a month. So she want to give you a G a month for your time. Mm. That ain't bad.
That's not.
It ain't bad at all. And they had like the little, they have it broken up where they have like negotiable. Say, yeah. I don't have a set budget. They have practical, which is up to $3,000, moderate up to $5,000, substantial up to $10,000, and high more than $10,000 a month. I'm like, man, you got to be hitting them walls.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm talking about you gotta be blowing them walls out. You gotta get to a point where you fuck that hole into a seizure.
Yeah.
You gotta have like one of the, you gotta know CPR to get out of it. She already ready. She already got like a little
diffuser on the side of the bed.
On the side of the bed, like before y'all fuck, she like turn on like, hold on, baby, hold on. Dude. And then she like spread her legs. She like, I hope I don't kill this bitch. I'm thinking about that money, man.
Yeah.
That dog. This shit's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, man.
It's out here. I'm just looking on the women's side. I can't get to the men's side because I should have signed up as a female, just look at the men and see what they willing to give up.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a whole lot more.
A whole lot more money. Hell yeah. That motherfucker. Yeah. I get $10,000 just to touch it. this ugly ass broad. God. She makes $250,000 a year and she looks like shit. So you got to work for this. You got to work for this one. Fuck. Says love to cook and make men happy. Love fish and growing fresh food. And then she says the lifestyle benefits are negotiable. So, man, y'all look at this, man. This is another avenue that, you know what I'm saying, that if you're willing to go down, you know, times are hard out here. You know, this Trump economics is coming in.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to pry on the wealthy, man. I'm not saying you should. You know what I'm saying? Like, fellas, if you got that D, they can stretch these walls out. Stop using on these hood rats in the hood, man. Step your vocabulary up. Like, for real, man, step in Cavalier up. Like, man, study, like, study abroad. Like, study some shit. Like, go on. Like, man, like get, like, Rosetta Stone, learn new language, man. And, you know, slant his dick on these women that got money willing to give up. Got this one hoe that makes $500,000 a year. And she's willing to give $5,000 a month for some dick. And she look good, too. Mm. Isabella Queen. She's 28. And she in Georgia.
She's 28?
She's 28. I don't know what she's doing. But she making, probably work real estate.
It's gotta be midterm real estate then, nigga.
Hell yeah. And she says you have to be passport ready. See, motherfuckers, get your passport.
She telling you already, man. She trying to take you on trips.
Hell yeah. What a shit. She trying to take you out of the country. She trying to be slob on that junk in Paris.
That's a single man's dream, dude.
It really is, man. Says someone with interest in mind, someone that I could trust and who could trust me, someone I could feel safe with, and you can have you have to be good looking too. And laugh out loud. A very social lady that demands respect from whoever I show respect. I love business inclined persons as well. She 5'2" and curvy, and she look good.
That's crazy, nigga.
And she just got back from the Netherlands, according to her profile. And she likes, she down for the brown. What can brown do for you? She, I might put my bid in. See, she like my profile picture. She say, yeah, the Blank Cans, this might be the last episode of Blank Cans podcast. Hey,
you know what? I wouldn't even blame you either.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She don't look that bad either.
So, I would not blame you at all.
You know what I mean? Y'all get y'all stroke game up, tongue game up. The ladies do the same thing, man. And, you know. Get this shit popping, man. So, you know, you got anything else to say about ST?
Nah, man, I think we good. I've laughed as much as I had the past three episodes. This is a pretty good episode.
Yeah, man. Go send us on. Bring this bitch on home. Oh, man.
All right, y'all. We want to thank y'all once again for tuning in. Thank you for, you know, allowing us to inside of your earbuds and into your homes, into your jobs, into your cars. We appreciate y'all.
Man, this is a good episode, man. You know, spread the word on this shit. Let motherfuckers know, man. I mean, this is the best episode we've ever done. You know what I'm saying? You know, spread the news, motherfuckers. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Oh, man. Like always, man, we just thank y'all for allowing us to spend some time with you, you know, for another hour or so. We appreciate y'all. Everybody, you know, be sure to check us out on all our social media. Hit us up. Like and subscribe. We need them subs.
Please.
And tell us what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows, all of that. Make sure that you keep your eyes and ears open. We got things coming down the pipeline that we pretty sure that y'all going to be able to enjoy wholeheartedly. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And that if there is no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light. Oh, man. That was a riveting episode of the Blank Canvas ECST podcast. I don't know how we going to follow that up, man.
I don't know, man. I'm going to try. I'm going to start researching right after this episode goes off. I'm going to start researching for something, man. Fuck.
Oh, God. That was pretty good. A new look into the life of sugar babies. So, yeah. But that's it, man. Again, thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next week. We love y'all. Be safe out there. Enjoy your Christmas holiday.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Be safe out there. Episode number 72. We gonna get up with y'all next week.
Man, y'all motherfuckers might start getting this paper. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Love y'all.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh,